All your prayers tonight. Very thankful for the privilege to be back to Monarch again this year. There was a couple of months ago we did not know if I would still be here in this life, but God heard the prayers and the fasting that went on. I owe a debt to God's people tonight. Thank you for the burden that you carried for us, and I'm thankful that God is still hearing and answering prayer tonight. We didn't have to dust off an old book to still see today where God is working different places. And God is still wanting to work in the lives of His people. And the key is, if we will open up our hearts to God, He's going to be faithful to us tonight. Desire and interest in your prayers, the burden we have on our heart it's entitled, A Divided Heart. I trust that this message is simple. It won't be complicated to understand tonight. I'd like to begin over in the 10th chapter of Mark. Begin reading with verse 17. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Thank you. It said, when he was gone forth and unto the way, speaking of Jesus, it said, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? The young man came to Jesus and it said that he was running. He was not coming casually. He was not coming to argue. He was not coming with an agenda. He came with a sincere desire to know, Lord, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? It's a simple question. And I am confident tonight that if we will individually come to the Lord tonight and say, Lord, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? That the Lord will be faithful to give us an answer. But see, this young man did not go running to an organization. He did not go running to a self-help book. He did not go running even to a group of ministers. But he came running to the author of life himself. And he said, Good Master, what do I need to do? Because I want to inherit eternal life. I trust this evening that it is all of our desire to make heaven our home. And I believe that if we were to have a raise of hands, which we won't do, that all of us would acknowledge, I want to go to heaven. I want to make it. Folks, I want to make it tonight too. And so he came and said, Lord, what do I need to do? And it said, Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Jesus went on and he told what the commandments were that he was to observe. He said, don't commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Oh, do you know tonight that when we open up our heart to the God in sincerity, the Lord's looking down and He loves all of us tonight. It does not matter what your past has been. It does not matter what everybody else thinks of you. It does not matter what failures and mistakes you have made. The Lord is looking on us tonight and His heart is full of love. And I'll tell you, it is much easier to receive counsel and admonition and advice from someone that you know loves you. When someone takes issue with you and it's not motivated out of love, it's kind of hard to receive it sometimes. But when you know that someone has your best interest at heart and they love you, oh, it's so much easier to accept. Tonight, I would that all of us would know by the Holy Spirit this evening that God loves you where you're at. The Lord loves you tonight. And Jesus looked on and He loved him. And because of His love, He told him the truth. Jesus could have played church politics. You ever heard that term? Jesus could have been politically correct. He could have responded in a way trying to appease this young man so he would go away saying, I'm glad I talked to Jesus. And I've been warmed in my spirit. And that made me feel good. You know, I enjoy coming to meeting, going away feeling good. I like coming and hearing about God's love. But I want us to know tonight, God loves us so much that He's going to be faithful to our soul. And Jesus looked on him and He loved him. And He said, there is one thing that thou lackest. He said, go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and take up thy cross and follow me. It was not enough that this young man knew what the commandments were. It was not enough. Understand, Jesus was simply answering the question that the young man asked. He said, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Folks, we cannot encapsulate tonight. If I were to write on the board a list of commandments and say, do this and don't do that. Don't go here and go there. Don't put this in your home and put this in your home. If you follow that list of rules, that still would not save your soul. This man followed the commandments, but Jesus went beyond what he observed on the surface and he saw the condition of his heart. Folks, tonight the Lord Jesus, in his love, knows the condition of our heart tonight. I look on and I see people I love tonight, but I don't know what's in your heart. Jesus knows the things that are motivating us to do what we do tonight. If I am living to try to please the crowd, but my heart is not set on the things of God, I'm going to miss eternal life. I can preach from behind this pulpit. And you may think that, well, Brother Michael loves the Lord. But folks, when God examines my life and He knows where my affections are, He knows where my heart is, that's what the Lord's examining tonight. Because if something is in my heart, it's going to come out. If I love God with all of my heart, I'm going to keep the commandments. If I love God with all of my heart, I'm going to take the whole Word of God and say, Lord, give me the grace to do what Your Word teaches. But the foundation is love. Jesus looked on the young man and He said, go and sell what thou hast. And then come and follow me. Folks, many times we put this off into another work. But Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, if you want to inherit eternal life, you need to go and get rid of the things in your life where your affections are set on. Because somewhere down the road, this young man's wealth, it wasn't wrong to be wealthy. But that's where the man's heart was. That's where his affections were. And Jesus knew that somewhere down the road, this young man's affection for material things was going to come in conflict with God's will for his life. And so Jesus just up front, He said, if you want to follow me, if you want to inherit eternal life, He said, go and sell all that you have. Sincerity is not enough to make heaven tonight. Because this young man came running. I believe he was desirous. Our sincerity to make heaven tonight is not going to get us there by itself, folks. The Lord is looking at our heart and He said, there's one thing that you lack. Remember the disciples, when Jesus called the disciples to come and follow Him, it said they immediately left what? They left their nets. The fisher disciples did. They left their nets immediately and they followed Jesus. What message would it have portrayed to the world to look on the disciples following Jesus and they saw I'm a disciple, but they were dragging their nets behind Him. And just pulling behind Him and saying, this is my priority, but they kept a backup plan. See, if this doesn't work out, I have something to go back to. Folks, if we're going to follow Jesus tonight, we're going to have to sell out and go all the way with God. There are too many churches that are full tonight. Too many people with professions that have not sold everything out to follow Jesus. Folks, it's not for me to judge anyone, but we are going to stand before God that judges. And it is in His mercy tonight that He looks on and examines our hearts. The Lord knows where our love is tonight. He knows what our affections are. He knows what our ambitions and goals and purposes of life are. This was not a parable. We can say, well, let's get the deep theological meanings of this. It means just what it said. Jesus said He wasn't talking in innuendos. If you want to follow Me, if you want to inherit eternal life, go physically and sell everything that you have. Why? Because that's where your heart really is. You see, He's been a good man, keeping the commandments, but there was a divided heart. And that's my burden tonight. Folks, we cannot inherit eternal life if our heart is divided tonight. We cannot make heaven. We can have a profession. We can point back to when we experience the blessings of God. But folks, if we're going to be where God wants us to be tonight, we're going to have to serve Him with our whole hearts. Heard about a young man. Said when he came to camp meeting, he had a camp meeting girlfriend. I hope that no one here tonight. They said when he go back home, he'd go to school and he had a school girlfriend. And he may have had a girlfriend at work. My question is, which girlfriend would you want to be? The one at camp meeting, the one at work, or the one at school? I'll tell you, if I were one of those girls, I wouldn't want that kind of a guy. Because I would have wanted someone that said, that's the one that I love. That's the one that I want to be with. That's the one that I want to spend time with. Do you know that the Lord is not going to accept a divided heart tonight? The Lord is not going to accept a people. He will not accept a body of people. He will not accept us as individuals. If we come and say, Lord, I want to follow You, and I'm going to keep these commandments, and I'm going to do good things, be a good moral person. And the Lord looks on and says, your heart's divided. Where's your heart tonight? The Scripture said when the man came to Jesus and he said, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All. With all. You know, all means undivided. It means oneness. The greatest commandment. Now, too often that Scripture is used as an excuse to follow the things of the flesh because God knows my heart. But Jesus said, if your heart is right, go and sell what you have and demonstrate your love. In marriage, it's the same way. Our relationship with God is just like a marriage. How many of us would go to the altar and say our vows if our companion, the one we're going to marry, said, I love you most. I love you most. And there's a couple others that I still have affections for and I'm going to spend a little bit of time with. But honey, I love you most and I want to get married to you. Would you marry that person? God is calling for His people. God is calling, if we're going to inherit eternal life, as many of us said in our vows, forsaking all others. Forsaking all others, I choose You. Tonight, when we choose Christ with a oneness of heart, it means it is to the exclusion of all other interfering affections and desires and plans and dreams and ambitions. It means there is a cost involved. But when we sell all we have, the benefits that we find in serving God far outweigh the things that we need to give up tonight. But let's not fool ourselves tonight. I believe if Jesus were here in the flesh tonight, He would deal in realities. He would look in our heart and He would be specific. And gone then are my arguments. Gone then are all my planned debates. Gone then are all my justifications. Gone then are all my intellectual approach to the issues. And the Lord would get down to the root of the problem and say, if you love me, get rid of this. I want you to do this and come and follow me. Folks, that is a condition tonight to obtaining eternal life. This is not an option with God tonight. One supreme love. That's why Jesus said as well, over in the 6th chapter of Matthew, in the 24th verse, He said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." You know where your whole love is? That's where your loyalties are going to rest. It's what you're going to defend. Is where your loyalties lay. That's what you're going to defend. That's what you're going to stand behind. And if our heart is divided, it means our heart is in conflict. I want to follow the Lord. I want to be what He wants me to, but I don't want to give some other things up. And so what the enemy would like to promote is, let's integrate the two. Let's bring the things of this world and the things of God and let's blend them together so we can have the best of both worlds. That is not the gospel that our Lord came and preached. Jesus came and said, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, go and sell all and take up your cross. Scripture says over in the 4th chapter of James, in the 4th verse, the latter part of it, it says, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Folks, it was talking very specifically. If we try to take the best of the flesh, take the things that our heart goes after in the world and try to couple those things with some kind of religious experience, the Bible teaches us that it won't work. He said, if we are a friend of the world, if you get along with the lustful fleshly things of the world, He says, you're not only not where you ought to be spiritually, He said that person is an enemy of God. Tonight I want to inherit eternal life, and I would rather deprive myself of the things that are going to hinder me spiritually in this life than to wait till I get to the judgment and the Lord look on me and say, "Michael, you knew. You knew." There are things we can sit down tonight about and we can debate. We can intellectualize all we want tonight, but when it comes down to the crux of the matter, the Lord knows the condition of my heart. And He knows if I have sold out and said, "Lord, it's all for God." There's no neutral ground tonight. It doesn't work in marriage. And it will not work with God tonight. There's no neutral ground, folks. God will not accept a divided heart. Honey, again, 6 of the 7 days of the week I'll be with you. I'm going to say, go and make a decision. It's either 7, it's either 24/7 or not at all. Before you make that kind of commitment, go out and count the cost, and it means you're going to give up everybody else to come and join your life with mine. Folks, that's what God is saying to us, and it's because He loves us tonight. It's because He wants us all to make it. But too many times, people are reserving an area of their heart. And you know better than anybody else if there is a division in your heart tonight. You know better than anyone else tonight if there are things that you begin to